Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 6th of November 2017, and this is the 684th Moll Out Loud podcast. I've just come back from a strange day. Not that the last couple of hours have been strange, but generally, it's been strange. You know that last Monday I started jury duty and had to kind of call in each day to see whether I was required the next day. And nothing actually happened. I ended up only going in once and then being called back this morning. So I was called back this morning, and this time they did impanel a jury, and it was for a case that I'm very pleased not to be having to sit in on. So I'm very relieved. Sorry for those people who were selected. It's such a strange thing. We had to wait for quite a long time, and I was thinking as I was sitting there, how, you know, I should be using that time to write. And I was in that sort of had the same sort of feeling that I have on long distance flights, where you feel as if you've got hours ahead of you to do something positive in, but actually when you're sitting there, your mind isn't in the right place to do it. And because in this particular case, because for jury duty now, they have this quite large screen with the court, what's going on in court being shown, I found myself really wanting to kind of see what was going on. The sound wasn't on until the jurors were called, and so It was interesting. It was often just a matter of I'm going to have to pause. My cough has just come back. Sorry about that. That's a very, very pesky cough. Very pesky cough. I wish it would go away. It seems to have hung around for an awfully long time. Yes, watching this, the court, the activities in court, on a silent screen, made one very aware of body language, and I also became very aware of how prone I was to rationalising what was happening, even though I didn't know. And being aware of the kind of formality and the gravity of it, it can feel a bit unreal until you see it in practice. And I think we're so used to seeing courts in fiction that the reality reality eludes us. But you become very aware of how many people's lives are affected by the process of the law and by the acts of the alleged crimes. And it's sobering. It's very sobering. And I feel a bit drained. I wasn't selected, so by lunchtime I was home again. But I found it quite difficult to ground myself again. Early this morning, I did go for a really long walk, and I had a fantastically relaxed weekend, not doing anything very much. So I felt quite sturdy when I went in, and I also felt very... I felt as if it wasn't really going to happen, because nothing had, I hadn't been called back last week. I got became quite cavalier over the weekend about planning. The weekend before, I'd sort of got food for lunch ready and my clothes were organised and so on. And this time I was completely unprepared first thing this morning. But I did wake up really early and went for this walk. And then I walked into town and then I came back and then I walked into town again to do Qigong. So actually I'm not surprised that I'm quite tired. And doing the Qigong has kind of brought me back into myself a bit. But the earlier afternoon was a bit, I just blobbed. And I have got a couple of things I really want to do tonight, a couple of commitments that I need to look at, but I'm not going ringing. And I'm just here looking out of my windows at the green trees in front of me, and just very grateful that I live the life that I lead. I do hope that you had a good weekend, that you have been engaged with something that you feel passionate about today, even if it's only for a little flicker of time, and that you can hold that with you even when you're not actually working on it. I'm going to stop now. I've got no idea what the image is going to be with this podcast. I had thought I was going to take a photo of the court buildings to send with it, but I don't think I want to do that. So we'll see. We'll see what I come up with. Thank you very, very much for listening today, as always, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.